Penguin Random House Audio presents The Elf Queen of Shannara, Book 3 of The Heritage of Shannara, by Terry Brooks. Read for you by John Lee. Chapter 1. Fire. It spattered in the oil lamps that hung distant and solitary in the windows and entryways of her people's homes. It spat and hissed as it licked at the pitch-coated torches bracketing road intersections and gates. It glowed through breaks in the leafy branches of the ancient oak and hickory, where glassed lanterns lined the tree lanes. Bits and pieces of flickering light. The flames were like tiny creatures that the night threatened to search out and consume. Like ourselves, she thought. Like the elves. Her gaze lifted, travelling beyond the buildings and walls of the city to where Killashan steamed. Fire. It glowed redly out of the volcano's ragged mouth, the glare of its molten core reflected in the clouds of Vog, volcanic ash, that hung in sullen banks across the empty sky. Killashan loomed over them, vast and intractable, a phenomenon of nature that no elven magic could hope to withstand. For weeks now, the rumbling had sounded from deep within the earth, dissatisfied, purposeful, a building up of pressure that would eventually demand release. For now, the lava burrowed and tunneled through cracks and fissures in its walls and ran down into the waters of the ocean in long, twisting ribbons that burned off the jungle and the things that lived within it. One day soon now, she knew, this secondary venting would not be enough, and Killashan would erupt in a conflagration that would destroy them all, if any of them remained by then. She stood at the edge of the Gardens of Life, close to where the Elkris grew.